Chapter 2. The Slozia Public Library was a plain beige building right across from the post office. And Joan Ribelot was a plain beige woman, her glasses pushed back on top of her dark hair. She smiled and got up from her seat behind the checkout desk. "I'm so glad you could come. Let's go back into my office. Bernice, will you watch the front for me?" A thin woman with gray hair like a pad of steel wool looked up from a computer and nodded. Joan Ribelot's office was as neat and organized as the rest of the library. She sat down behind her desk and opened a folder. "I have all the information right here." I sat down in the chair across from the desk, wondering what sort of crime I needed to investigate for the library. Ms. Ribelot slid the folder across to me. "These are the main offenders. I don't know what else to do. Maybe you can reason with them." I looked at the list of names and titles of books. Beside each name was a date written in red. I felt a sudden sinking feeling. "Are these overdue books?" She pursed her mouth. "Way overdue. I've tried calling, writing letters, email, everything." "And you want me to see if I can collect fines?" "I really don't expect any of these people to pay, but I do want to get the books back. If you could manage to get what they owe, that would be extra. It's a nickel a day, except holidays." I almost got up and tossed the list back. Almost. "Hang on there," I told myself. "It's a case. You need the money and the good public relations. Even if you got one or two of these books back, that would be something." When I told Joan Ribelot my fee, she didn't even blink. "I say it's worth it." "I'll get started on this right away," I said. "The woman named Bernice who works here, is she Bernice Coleman?" "Yes, she is."